Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the Dad Podcast, episode 70. And right off the bat, I want to address the elephante in the room. Yes, we are both very handsome boys. And yes, we both have great voices. That's the only thing that we need to address moving on into this episode. I'm Cameron!
It's your boy, Chad Hoy.
And we've got a new setup happening right now, babies, because my computer broke!
Yeah! Yeah!
Woo! What if the universal way to clap was like this? With your palms instead of your fingers.
Cameron just jacked off.
I did. Right? You heard it here first, boys and girls.
Please stop.
Guys, welcome back to the Dad Podcast. We know it's been a long time. We talked about it in episode 69, but you may not ever hear that episode. I wore a cape the entire time. Guys, so what we did on episode 69 was kind of catch you up on where we've been for a couple months, but screw that! Chad, how was your week, baby?
Buddy, it's been a good, I've like dust on my laptop. I'm trying to, it's been so long since we've done this that...
Haven't even used your laptop in 2 months.
Yeah, exactly.
You only use it for this.
Yeah, that's the joke. Okay, yeah, so... oh, man, I'm such a good straight man.
You're about as straight as a big old loop-de-loop boy.
I'm about as straight as a barrel.
I'm about...
Shotgun barrel. I don't know. What's something that's... I was trying to think of a workaround for that, but barrels are pretty circular. If you think about it, though, a circle is a line that's, like, perfectly straight. It's a circle.
And loves to blow dudes.
Yeah. That's why they call it circle eye for the straight guy. Because they're all gay. Okay.
We're circular. Get used to it.
Yeah. No, that's actually the motto for like Fat Fucks Anonymous, the FFA. I don't know if you've...
Those kids who got out of class early to go smell soil.
Yeah. Wait, is that what they did in FFA?
I don't know. Oh. In Napoleon Dynamite, he tasted bad milk. And I'm like, that... I would rather play sports, maybe.
Yeah, I would rather do any other fucking extracurricular activity than be in Future Farmers of America.
I would rather be in drama club.
Yeah. I like drama.
I would rather write for the drama section of E! News Online.
I think, yeah, I mean, it probably pays pretty well. I would do most anything if I could work from home.
Like me.
Yeah. It would be great to work from home. I also feel like I would never do anything.
Oh, I thought you were going to say masturbate a lot.
Oh, well, I mean, that was just a given.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
like, when at home, we'll go to town on oneself.
Yeah, I would lose myself if I worked from home. I have to.
In the moment, you own it. Don't ever let your penis go.
Yeah, I need a 9-to-5, man. I could never have the wherewithal, the willpower to work from home. It would destroy me, I think.
Dolly Parton had a 9-to-5.
Anyway, yeah, so my week was my week, my month, basically my year. We haven't recorded since January or some shit.
Oh no, let's find out for sure.
Well, other than when we did record, which was like two weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Was that only two? That was only 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
Wow. Man, we need to do like another trashed episode though, because that was good.
That was so good.
But it's gone.
I'm working on it right now.
The last one we did was that one with Austin Miranda, and that was a shit show. But
that was bad.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, it's been good, man. Like, work has been really rad. I really like my job. I'm like making friends there, which didn't happen at my last job. Bless you.
Excuse me. Sorry about that.
Bless
me. Bless you, baby.
Yeah. Ooh. Wow. Today though, man, has been incredible. It's like the most active, the most, I don't know. I did the most stuff on a Sunday that I've done in a really long time. Like, I woke up at 7:30. I watched West Ham. Yeah, I watched West Ham play because they started at 7:30 because, you know, they're in England, which is a 6-hour difference from here. So for them, it was 3:30, which is great. Gross. But yeah, for me, it was 7:30. Watched them lose. That was great. And then I went to Lowe's because I needed light bulbs, and I have some moolah because, as you know, my like light fixture in my living room of my apartment had 3 bulbs on it. And over the course of living here, they just all burned out slowly. So like one burnt out, and I was like, it's not worth going to get light bulbs. I still have 2, and then the other burned out, and I was like, I probably got to go get some light bulbs soon. And then the third one finally burnt out like a month ago, and I've just been living in darkness when I'm in my living room. Like, and today I was like, you know what? I'm going and I'm getting fucking light bulbs. And there's like this heat lamp that was in my bathroom, so I was like, I got to go to Lowe's, baby. I got to go to Lowe's. So it's 9:30 a.m. I go to Lowe's. I mean, you know, it was a Lowe's trip, but I love that place. I can't tell you why, but I walked out of there and I was just walking around and I was like, I just need to clean my apartment also. So I got a shit ton of cleaning supplies that I've also like been procrastinating on getting. And I spent like $70 and I came back and I just like deep cleaned my apartment. It's super nice now, super clean. I put light bulbs in everywhere.
Oh, man.
Even places that didn't need them. I was like, you know what? This is probably going to burn out. I'm just going to replace you.
Someone called Tim Allen. We got a little home improvement on our hands.
Hell yeah, baby. I was like walking.
I'm Wilson.
I was looking at like cabinets and stuff, and I was like, wait, no, it's not a house. I can't buy cabinets.
I can't legally use these.
Yeah, I can't just put in new cabinets. But I was like, wow, these are so cheap. Maybe I should.
You know what, though? If you bought cabinets and had them sitting on the floor, they could still serve their purpose.
Yeah.
They're just not hanging.
True. That's a good point. Yeah.
They don't have a back to them, but if you sat them up against the wall.
Yeah, like, or I could just get filing cabinets.
No,
that's dumb. But so
you should put weird things in them, like soup cans.
I don't really eat soup. I just have a lot of tuna cans.
Okay, well, just fuck the bit right there. Turn it around. Send it on its way.
Yeah. So I do eat a lot of canned tuna, though.
Okay.
If you're gross. Into that, wow, not gross.
You know what tuna smells like?
Fish.
Didn't think you were going to say that.
That's the joke.
You know what tuna smells like? Bad. I like tuna. Yeah. I'm never going to be shamed for it. I do not care. I love it.
I'm not tuna shaming you.
Well, felt like it, so just wanted to put it out there.
Okay. Well, it's because I was.
Okay.
Austin left Michelob Pure Gold, Michelob Ultra Pure Gold, and it's literally less calories and carbs than a regular Michelob Ultra. And I'm like,
what's the point?
What even is there even alcohol in it, or is it just like?
I don't think so. I think it's just literally drained drunk piss.
I think it's just.
It looks like the color you would pee this. It's like, it goes immediately through you.
It's like,
and they bottle it.
Gold dyed water. That's really it. There's like no alcohol content in it whatsoever.
Yeah, none. But I'm drinking it anyway because alcoholism.
Yeah, for sure. I know how that is. I so I started
alcoholism.
Doing
alcoholism. I know what you mean.
What?
It's like alcoholism. I know what you mean.
Yeah, no, I do know what you mean. Both of us here love our booze. It's true.
We're alcohol files.
Yeah, I don't know.
My favorite show. Aliens.
I don't know if I would. I'm just like a binge drinker, but like every 7 days. So,
yeah,
you know.
All 7 days of the week.
No, I don't. I really don't drink during the week. I don't like to.
8 days a week.
It's a good, yeah. Another Beatles reference.
Better not force that. Might throw up.
Are you okay?
Yes. The Preds are playing, so I took my traditional two shots of tequila.
Oh.
And now I'm keeping that going.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Yeah, so you went to Lowe's and you were a real daddy about it, and I love it.
Yeah, I was a real dad. I went to Lowe's. There was like kids walking around that obviously hated it, and I was like, I used to be in your shoes, but someday.
Why'd you steal those children's shoes?
No, because they're just small. They're really cute. I don't know. I collect them, children's shoes. But the thing is, I usually kill them first. I decided not to today. Just because it was Sunday. You can't murder on the Lord's Day, you know?
Right.
Yeah, and that's just how, that's, you know, those are my principles. I stick by them.
That's fair. Everyone's got to have a credo.
Yeah, like murder's chill. It's not on Sundays. It's too much work.
That's what it says. That's Leviticus 4, verse 12.
So, I think it's verse 20.
Oh, see, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Leviticus 4:20. Never forget those numbers. I know that verse by heart for sure.
Chad, you did tweet 9 hours ago, so I'm gonna confirm. I'm at Lowe's before 10 a.m. on a Sunday, ladies. Who's trying to make me a father?
Yeah, exactly.
I liked that tweet. Thought it was a good tweet.
Thank you. My Twitter game's been on. Lately,
so. I've actually been liking some of them. They've been good lately, like the jogging meme.
Usually,
that was a good one.
Usually, you don't like them. Then that's what I heard. You're gonna throw up on your computer and ruin this one too.
All right. What else did you do, baby? Anything else?
Yeah, I mean, I went to Lowe's. I deep cleaned the apartment. I was feeling real good. I almost texted you when I was at Lowe's, but I was like, there's no way this sick fuck is awake before 10 a.m. on a Sunday.
I was. I went to church this morning.
At 11 a.m.
Humble.
Okay. But, yeah, so, no. The Matchbox 20 was playing there. And I was like, this is the most, of course this is happening. And it was the, it wasn't 3 a.m. I must be lonely. It was the, I can't think of the name. No, it was.
Was it Push?
It was first album.
Was it? Oh my gosh!
Think
was it,
you can read. Think you can try. They got me.
No, that's not the first album, you heathen.
Oh, it's not. Ah, my bad.
No.
This is my life.
When you're gone.
When you're gone. When you're gone.
When you're gone. Bow,
yeah.
Bow, baby, it's time to come
home.
Come.
Oh. Wow, you know
that
harmony?
Dude,
that harmony?
Gone, dude.
That was so bad, actually. Really
that's a great record.
I do love that song. Cam, I need to address something.
What do you need to address?
You know when you call songs records?
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
I don't know. I heard someone else do that growing up a lot.
Okay. Was it your dad who owns a radio station?
Yeah, my dad says record a lot.
Oh, okay.
So I've always said record. Like, that's a great record.
Yeah.
Even if I'm talking about a single or the full record, I'll be like, that's a really good record.
I know. That's why, because I thought record meant the whole thing. That's why I was.
Singles were pressed on records.
Yeah.
So maybe that's where the minutia comes in. Look at me throwing out the word minutia.
Yeah. Sound even more pretentious than when you say record.
Hey, I'm going to let Mika out real quick.
Okay.
You got to go potty? You got to go potty? Okay.
Wow, I hate.
Shut up.
Oh, he can hear me. Fuck.
Yeah, bitch.
Okay. Well, it's just me and you, listener. I got the burps. Sorry, I had some Buffy chicky dip today for dinner. I'm looking in Cam's window here, and the scenery looks beautiful. I just need to address it. It is like, I see foliage. It's very green. It looks so nice out there. I'm looking through your window, Cam.
Okay. Proceed.
It's nice. Yeah, so here's the thing. I went to Lowe's. It was fun. Deep cleaned my apartment, as I mentioned. Got some good tweets out of it. Had a good time. Came back. I cleaned. I lit some candles. Apartment smells great. Looks great. It's nice. And tonight the Pacers play. So I'm extremely excited for that. And I think the Pacers are – I think they're going to win. I think they're going to make this series 3-1 tonight.
Nice. Preds are up 2-0 going into the second period at the time of – me saying this.
What?
My gosh.
Please stop leaning into the fucking mic when you burp. Please.
I want everyone's ears to feel like they're getting wet without actually getting wet.
Yeah, no one's getting wet from that. In any form or fashion.
True. That's fair.
Ooh, yeah, so I did all that. It's been fun. Pacers game, looking forward to it. We'll all know tomorrow when this comes out how that fared. If they lose, don't talk shit to me. Thank you. Okay, so, yeah, I mean, it's been good, though. Life's been good in general. This week was awesome. Wait, what game is the Preds series at right now?
This is the sixth. Preds are leading 3-2.
So if they win tonight, here,
it's over.
Okay, okay.
If not, we come back to Nashville for Game 7.
I'm trying to see Preds and Pens again, man. I want to see them face off.
I am absolutely wanting that to happen.
Here's the thing. I think it could happen.
Yeah.
I think if it does, the Preds will – I think they'll win this year.
I would hope. We really want it. We really want it.
Yeah, they clearly do.
Yeah.
But the Penguins really want that three-peat. That's the thing. So it's going to
be... Yeah, see, it'll be good regardless if it happens.
Yeah.
It would be a sweet series again, like, for either win. Because, yeah, you're going for the three-peat. We're going for the revenge. I would love to see it again.
Yeah, I would really look forward to that if that were to happen. And I want my boys to do well, so...
Boys.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want my boys to do well because I want my boys to do well over my boys. Shout out my boys. You know, have you heard that Skrillex song?
No.
Bangarang?
Yeah.
Maybe one person listening knows that reference.
I think that's one of his big ones, right?
Bangarang? Yeah. I have it on vinyl.
Jesus Christ. Skrillex on vinyl sounds horrible.
It actually, yeah, it does not press the vinyl sounds better.
The whoops, the whoops.
Yeah. It's like you could listen to this on MP3 or you could just not listen to it ever.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't actually. I went through a dubstep phase for a short time.
I think we all did because
it was like a new thing, right? You know?
Yeah. 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 And it was cool. And like, you still hear it in commercials and you're like, oh, that commercial is fucking tight, bro.
Yeah. It's like good pump up music. Kinda.
Yeah, but have you ever,
like, I just can't enjoy it that much.
Yeah, there was a time where I would listen to a full dubstep track from start to finish, and I was like, why did I do that? You kind of get the gist of a dubstep song after the first drop through the first chorus.
It's the same thing. Yeah.
You only need to listen to 90 seconds at most of any dubstep
at
song.
At most. At absolute most.
And most of them are 7 minutes long.
That's what I was just about to say.
Bitch, why?
Yeah, why do you need to go this hard for this long? Just chill a little bit, man.
Have you ever heard a slow... Was that me?
Yeah. The only dubstep song I super listened to, like, past my face was the one where it's like, I can't stop, 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 stop. You sound like the chicken like a... from Moana.
Wow. Dubstep is literally just Optimus Prime burping a few times and then coming.
But so many people are... into EDM.
Into it. Yeah. And it's like, maybe it's because I don't do hard drugs.
Yeah. Maybe it's because I've never done Molly, but I can't get into EDM. Like, that's like, I'm like, yeah, my musical range is pretty, you know, it's pretty, it varies. Like, there's a lot going on. Like, there's a lot of genres in there.
Like, I would go to an EDM festival.
I don't even think I'd do that.
I saw Major Lazer at Hangout Fest, and I was drunk, and it was one of the coolest things that's ever happened to me. I felt the sand shaking at my feet and my heart beating really fast, and it was cool. But that's it. Why would you just sit at home or on your drive to work and just listen casually to every...
Yeah.
Like Michael Bay's Wet Dream.
Yeah, basically... Wow. Dude, speaking of, Avicii died.
I was just about to say.
On Friday. Speaking
of hard drugs and EDM.
RIP Avicii, man. That's wild. I couldn't believe it. He's 28.
That is wild. You know what he died from? Well, what they're saying he died from? Not that I'm saying that's not what he died from.
Like liver disease?
Pancreatitis.
Pancreatitis?
Pancreatitis.
Is it pancreatitis for real?
Yeah, it's pancreatitis because.
It sounds like too many syllables.
Well, a girl that I was seeing recently had pancreatitis and texted our group chat with me, her, and her friends that Avicii just died of pancreatitis, and we're all like, oh boy.
I did not know that was a thing that you could die from. Yikes.
Here, I'm going to look up pancreatitis right now on mayoclinic.org.
It is acute pancreatitis.
There's nothing cute about it, Chad. Watch your tongue.
No. Oh. Man. So apparently, though, he just drank too much and that caused that.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah. That sucks.
And now Snapchat, there's, if you swipe over accidentally, if you're ever using Snapchat on accident, there was like some hit piece on him where it was like, Avicii's last picture taken, he had a drink in his hand after he was dealing with a lifelong addiction, and that's probably what fucking killed him. And we're like, first of all, that's the most disgusting thing I've had to read all week.
Yeah, that's horrible.
That's horrible.
You know, if it's not like, I mean, alcohol, in the words of Russell Brand, alcoholism is a real disease.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's my Russ. That's the only thing I can say is Russell Brand. And he said it one time at like the VMAs. And that's like stuck with me. You thought it was who?
I thought I was co-hosting with him right now.
Oh. Nope. Wasn't him. It was me. But I have banged Katy Perry. Fuck! I fucked that joke up. Damn it.
Carrie Perry.
Carrie Patey.
Christy Pisty.
But yeah. So I mean, you know, it's a thing. Like, it's, you know, it's like dying from a drug overdose or something. You're an addict.
Absolutely.
Like, he couldn't stop. And alcohol and like benzos are two things that like withdrawals can actually kill you. It's wild.
Wait, did he die on 420?
Yeah.
That's badass,
dude. Dude, that's when I want to die, for sure. Not like soon, God.
No,
if you're listening.
2069. You want to die on April 20th, 2069. Everyone who dies that day gets a special place in hell.
Not heaven. God is not down with 69 jokes, I'll tell you that. What? 69 is in 50 years? I'll be...
51 years, yeah.
76? Still too
you
early.
You can die then?
Still too
no,
early.
No, I'm going to be lucky if I make it there. Dude.
Yeah, at this rate.
You know what I had for dinner tonight?
French fries. Sara
Lee... No, different this time. Sara Lee sweet rolls. Heated up in the microwave. I put Chipotle shaved chicken meat and Lay's Flamin' Hot chips crushed up on top of that. Ate them as little sandwiches, little sliders.
Cameron, you know... What is it about being alive that you hate so much?
Can I give you a top 10?
No. Way too depressing. I do not want to know.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How was your week?
Yeah.
It's time we get to that.
Let me tell you what. I was real bummed that one of my idols in song, Avicii, died. He's not an idol in song.
I didn't think so.
No. But that is really scary.
Yeah, whenever someone young. Yeah.
Yeah, like 28, man. That's us in 3 years. Like, that's really scary.
Woof.
Yeah, like...
I'm good.
I always joke about me dying young, the band Perry, and...
Yeah.
And, like, it's just... It is scary to think about, man. Like, I'm okay with it if I were to die young. We don't need to get into it, but...
Please don't
do it. Yeah, it's just, that sucks, man. It really sucks to hear.
Yeah, and, it's kind of, yeah, it's not like, it's not necessarily that I'm like afraid of, I am a little, but it's that, but it's that like, I mean, you know, this is what you got. So it's like, damn, 28 years. He did a lot in those 28 years though, like good for him.
Right. I haven't done shit in 25.
Yeah, I'm
But that being same. Said. That being said, this week, like, I did have some exciting times. One of my Staircase Wit songs was put on a playlist.
Yeah.
Spotify.
Talking about.
Yeah, and it's now sitting at over 8,000 plays, and before last week, it had less than 500. So, completely took off for a week. So that's been really exciting to watch that. And in June, I'll be making. You know, a little bit of cash off of that from Spotify streams for like the first time ever. And by a little bit, I mean literally $20, but like, it's pretty cool. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah.
How many have you gotten recently? Like even more now?
No, it's dropped off for sure. But when it peaked, last Tuesday, it got 2,600 plays in one day. And like, that's just wild.
That is just wacky.
Yeah, man, like, it's really weird. So, obviously, like, what I'm trying to do with all this is paying off, it's working a little bit, so that's really encouraging to see. Like, you know, I don't have a band, I'm not getting out there in that sense, but I am really trying to grind behind the scenes and get this music out to people. So, to gain 4,500 listeners and 8,500 streams in a week was very, very cool.
That is wild, man.
And
Buck wild.
Buck wild. That's really the highlight of my week, I think.
As it should be.
Chad, I did want to bring a new segment to the show. I've been listening to a lot of Cardi B lately. I love Cardi B. And she just brought out a new album, if you're not familiar. I found a note in my phone that said, most offensive rap lyric I made up, and I want to run it by you.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait. You
ready?
So
this is not a real lyric as far as I'm concerned, but this is a rap lyric I made up that would fit.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me if you think it's really gross, like I think it is. almost certainly will have to bleep this, but you will get to hear it. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I'm getting drunk on all this. Call me faced.
Ew. Oh.
What were you saying again?
No.
Is that bad?
Yeah.
Okay. Good bit. Good bit.
Good bit. Yeah. Jeez. Read that again. One more time.
Getting drunk on all this. Call me faced.
Okay. Yeah. It's worse the second time.
Yeah.
But that would absolutely be a Cardi B line.
That would absolutely be a Cardi B line.
Or like Big Sean, because he has those weird wordplay things.
Yeah, yeah, man. Cardi B literally has a lyric that is like, bend over, spread those ass cheeks, make that smile or something like that. And I'm like, okay. But I love Cardi B. She's amazing. She was on SNL recently. It was great. Yeah, so that's what I've been up to.
Wow. Well, that is, I'm dumbfounded.
Oh man.
It is pretty good though.
It feels good to be back, man.
Yeah.
It felt good 2 weeks ago, but it feels really good now.
Yeah, that's kind of how I'm feeling. I'm glad that we figured out how to record not on your laptop, for sure.
Yeah, we're using a new system. It's honestly a lot easier, so that's good for me. And yeah, now we have no excuse not to bring you guys whatever the last couple minutes was. If you want to know what I said, you can DM me, and if I deem you worthy, I'll let you know. And by deem you worthy, I mean if I don't think it will completely ruin our friendship, I will let you know what I said.
Okay, so...
Chad, do you have a best of Craigslist you want to throw out into the world?
Yarg, you know I do. This Craigslist reads, or the subject reads, I need a wig.
Okay, I'm on board.
The body reads, I have DUI court on the 14th, and I got drunk and watched Last of the Mohicans. And ran to the bathroom and gave myself a mohawk. I refuse to cut it off, but I can't go to court with a fucking mohawk. So, does anyone have a wig? I don't care how ridiculous it is. Tell me your price. This is not a joke.
I need a follow-up.
I
need to know.
The irony here is that they're going to court for a DUI. And they got drunk and fucked themselves over.
Yeah. Yeah, I get their concern, though. If you show up to court for a DUI with a self-made mohawk.
Yeah, it might not go well.
You're going to jail. Why is he going to court trying to contest it?
I don't know. I think if you get a DUI, don't you actually have to, like, go to court, probably?
I don't know. Never done it.
Yeah, me neither. Maybe. Just kidding, I haven't. Okay, this one is a little bit longer. It's about a car. These are some of my favorite ones. So it reads, the subject reads, 1983 Fox Body Mustang. This one, some of it's a little boring, but it gets good. Okay, so the body reads,
has swapped motor from an 85 Mustang GT roller engine. Where to start with this? Basically, America on four wheels, assembled in 1983 by a team of Bald Eagles and Ted Nugent. 500 screaming purebred stallions fueled by straight Budweiser and commie tears. If you can picture yourself rolling down the highway at 150 miles an hour with a car full of bitches running their fingers through your flowing mullet, this is the car for you. Factory option with gyroscopic beer holder so you don't spill a drop when you stand this thing up on two wheels in salute of the good old red, white, and blue. If you love mullets, NASCAR, mobile type homes, Mountain Dew, Red Bull, and having to fight the bitches off from sitting on your face at every stoplight, then this is the ride for you. This is my favorite part. Car comes with Lynyrd Skynyrd greatest hits CD and a hatch full of PBR for traction. She may look salty, but the only thing that will be salty when you bring this ride home with 10 hot Confederate flag biking wearing bitches riding shotgun is your old girlfriend. Also, also has the truck staying towing package capacity of a three-quarters ton truck. I don't know. Can tow your mobile type home. Wait. What the hell? This is a typo. Okay. It can tow your mobile type home through a sea full of bitches when pulling mobile home with this poon slayer. What? Okay, whatever.
Yeah, he got a little carried away on that.
Yeah, one. Serious inquiries only. Hate to see this poon slayer go. So
he said it twice.
Yeah, he said poon slayer twice in two.
He's really doubling down on the poon slayer
paragraphs. Yeah, two separate sentences, really. I think paragraphs.
Oh man, that's amazing. Oh gosh,
it was pretty good.
Yeah. You have another one? You acted like you had another one, so I was just asking.
I'm looking.
That's fine.
Well, this one reads, "Hello to the horrible woman driver." Let's get some misogyny up in here. It's been a while.
Yeah, sexism for the win, bitch.
I was not being sexist. That's crazy. I was being misogynistic.
I could really go for a misogynist right now.
That was an Office reference, and it just completely blew over your head. Okay,
I'm sorry. I'm eating Cheez-Its.
Oh, God. Damn it. Okay. Subject line reads, "Hello to the horrible woman driver with the black Honda gray Jeep. Do you enjoy tailgating people in the morning? I know I typically go at least 5 miles an hour over the speed limit on Verbeck Avenue, even though the road is a back road. With all of our neighbors' garbage dumpsters and bushes blocking our view of deer and cats jumping out in front of our cars, and not the Lebanon Valley Speedway. I have no idea. None of this is interesting. On to Route 40. Yeah. On to Route fucking 40. Not only do you enjoy tailgating people on Verbeck Avenue, but oh boy, do you clearly fucking get a charge out of ramming your bumper up under people's axles to dry hump them all the fucking way to the water treatment plant, honey? I mean, this is... Okay.
This is
dumb.
He's very angry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not so this much funny as it is just he's straight up a misogynist.
Yeah, no, I don't like this one. Okay.
I don't like when men condescendingly refer to women as honey.
Yeah, me neither. Unless it's a gay man. Somehow they get a pass. I don't know why.
Oh, sweaty honey.
Sweaty.
That's my favorite. It's when people say sweetie and they spell it sweaty.
I love that too.
Such a good bit. It's such a good bit.
Extremely good bit. Wow. Why? What is that? Is that Carl from Up?
No, it was Yoda.
Oh.
So Chad was looking away and I held up a little Yoda beanie baby to my Mac. Camera, and then Chad looked over and asked if that was the kid from Up or the adult. Who'd you ask if that was from Up?
What? Carl. Is it Carl?
Who's Carl? The man? The old man? What's the old man from Up's name? Do we know? Gosh, we need an intern to look up this shit so we don't look stupid. Old guy.
Is it an intern? It's Carl.
From Up.
His name's Carl.
His name. Carl Fredrickson.
It's Carl. What did I fucking say to you?
You're right. How did you know that? I don't remember ever. That movie came out in 2009?
Yeah. Wow, almost 10 years ago. Whoa.
What?
Yeah, we were in high school.
What?
We were in high school. It's
that doesn't make any sense to my brain. I'm mad. That doesn't make any sense. I am mad. Ed Asner was... That makes sense. All right. Wow. Okay. Wow. You know what that means?
What?
High School Musical is 12 years old.
Oh, it's old, buddy. 2006.
Yeah.
Eighth grade, Papa.
Eighth grade. I remember going through, like, I was fighting with my high school girlfriend during the premiere of High School Musical 2. And she was at a friend's house with a bunch of her, like, female friends. And they were watching it. And they were AIM live messaging me during the thing. And I was watching it, too. And after Vanessa Hudgens sang, "I gotta go my own way," they messaged me on AOL. And they were like, "Hey, so-and-so wants to break up with you." And I was like...
Cool.
And then I cried.
Wait. Wait, in 2006?
No, in 2007.
I just got completely lost. I'm sorry. I was like... I was multitasking. I'll admit it.
So you were ignoring me.
I wasn't ignoring you. We do a podcast
See,
together.
This is just okay. You know what? This is what I tried to tell our therapist. You just don't listen.
That's not even true.
Okay. Case in point, just literally 30 seconds ago.
Yeah.
I don't know how to get through to you.
Well,
the only way I can get you to look at me is if I take my shirt off.
What?
I was doing the therapy bit. Guys,
I know,
we're going to transition.
Okay.
Damn it. Okay, I got it. We're going to transition. We're going to work on our yes and skills, and we're going to transition into a new bit called Have I Watched All of These Zac Efron Movies? Chat, I've got the list in chronological order.
You're not doing this.
2006 to 2016. Of movies starring Zac Efron. I'm going to read them to you, and you're going to guess if I've seen them or not. The results may shock you. Starting with...
Okay.
High School Musical 2006.
Yes, you've seen it. And what the fuck's going on right now? I'm guessing.
You're guessing if I've seen them or not.
Are we?
You are correct. I did see High School Musical.
Well, obviously.
Number two.
Oh my god.
Hairspray, 2007.
Yes, I know you've seen that for a fact.
I have not seen that movie.
That's bullshit. You're lying.
What a great game. No, I'm not lying. I've never seen that movie. High School Musical 2, 2007.
Yes.
Yes, High School Musical 3, senior year, 2008.
I'm going to go with no.
I have seen that. Of course I have. I cried. 17 again, 2009.
No.
Oh, yes, I have, baby.
Oh, that's terrible.
Matthew Perry is in it, you swine.
Okay, what about him?
I love Matthew Perry. Charlie St. Cloud, 2010.
Yes.
No, I've not seen that movie. I don't even know who Charles St. Cloud is.
I've seen that movie. And I like
2011, New Year's Eve.
Nope.
I did see that one. It's of all-star cast, Chad.
You've seen all of the bad ones.
Yeah, absolutely I have. All right, Liberal Arts, 2012.
I've never even heard of that, so I'm going to go with no.
Oh, my gosh, it's Josh Radnor. Yes, I've seen it. That was Schmidt. That was.
Yeah, it was definitely Schmidt.
Josh Radnor, directorial debut. Yes, I've seen it. The Lorax, 2012.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. I watched it with my dad in the theater during that one. The Lucky One, 2012.
Yes.
No, I don't know what that is.
God damn it.
At Any Price, 2012.
No.
I have not. You're right.
Good.
Parkland, 2013.
What? No.
No, I haven't. I didn't even know that was a thing. That Awkward Moment, 2014.
No, definitely not.
I did see that one. I loved it.
Wow, you have such bad taste.
I think he's a great actor. Neighbors, 2014.
Oh, for sure.
We watched that one together.
Yeah.
Dirty Grandpa, 2016.
Most definitely.
No, I haven't seen that.
Robert De Niro's in it, you fucking whore.
I know, man. I gotta see it.
How dare you?
Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising.
Oh, yeah.
I watched that one with my grandparents.
Oh, no.
After we showed them Neighbors 1, we immediately went to the theater. I don't know why we did that. It was Austin's idea.
They liked Neighbors 1?
I don't know.
The boob milk scene? The boob milk scene?
My grandpa laughed a lot.
Really? Interesting.
Last one. Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, 2016.
Which grandpa? Mom's side?
My mom's dad.
I've met them, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, 2016.
No.
No, I absolutely did see that, and I loved it. It was great. Wow, you suck. You don't know me. Are we even real friends?
I just thought you had better taste in movies. I didn't know you'd seen all these.
This is literally just a list of Zac Efron movies, and I only saw half of them.
Okay, well, I've been wrong a lot. Go on.
Guys, No, that was it. This is the point in the show where we would read hate mail, but we had a special hate mail from our friend, Owen Shellafigan, about episode 69, and we read it already. Shut up! So unprofessional. So we don't have hate mail is what I'm trying to say. So if you want to, now that you know we're back, and now that you've waited this long, and now that episode 69 has not graced your ear holes, I'm sure a lot of you are real mad. So you can send us hate mail for episode 71, baby, by emailing us at hoyweave@gmail.com. Be a part of the show. Rip our little boy. Oh, never mind. Not finishing that sentence. Rip us. Rip us.
Hurt me.
Hoyweave@gmail.com. And I think that's it, Chad, unless you have anything else to add.
Well, should we talk about what we talked about in episode 69 that no one heard, but we still need to talk about so people know about it?
Oh, yes. We probably should.
That just reminded me of the Tower of the Creator vine where he's like, how dare you come to my birthday with a birthday gift on my birthday on my birthday, bitch. And he hits him in the head with a glass bottle. Yeah.
It's really good. That's a good vine.
It's one of my faves. He's so good. All those guys are so good. They're so funny.
Yeah.
So good. He's one of the most creative people on the planet, I think. Like Kanye West levels. But he doesn't get as much credit. I don't know.
Or hate, so that's good.
Yeah, that's true. He does say gay slurs a lot, which is weird. I don't know why he gets a pass because
Tyler the Creator
does? Yeah, he's like pretty woke, but in a lot of his songs he says like feel free to bleep me, but he says a lot. Like a lot. Like it's like a staple.
Now the audience will never know because I guarantee maybe three people that listen to us listen to Tyler the Creator.
More than you know, Cameron. More than you know.
You think?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Let me know in the comment section down below if you listen to Tyler the Creator and if you've heard him say the word.
You're bleeping those. Okay, but
yeah, absolutely I am.
Alright, good. Okay. Yeah, but I mean we actually haven't even talked about this since that episode came out, really, but
no, we haven't.
We are making because what? Say it again.
Because we hoped that it would be in that episode and then, you know, you guys never heard it.
So. Yeah, true. The Dad Podcast is going to become a multimedia empire just like we had always dreamed. And we're making it happen, baby. We're making it happen. Oh, God damn it. Not if Cam does that. But, yeah, so we're launching a website, I believe, sometime in the near future. Our friend Mitchell has done a lot of work on it. He's extremely talented. Give him money. for anything.
He's great. And I pay him.
Yeah, and he's good. Yeah, I mean, you guys too, though. Like, if you need literally anything, hit up our boy Mitchell. He's the guy. I mean, in terms of like graphic design or pictures, not like
you need to walk a dog.
Yeah, not like
to wash a dog.
Yeah, you need a dog wash. You need a car wash. Hit up Mitchell.
Need to get that bird shit off your windshield. Hit up my boy Mitch.
Yeah, hell yeah. But yeah, so that's a thing. We're doing that. Basically, we're gonna have like sections. There's gonna be like Cam has a section, I have a section, where it's just kind of like. We also put in like our own personal interest stuff. Like I have a couple like sports Twitter accounts called Bad Boy Sports. We're starting to like, you know, kind of expand that. Like I have a couple friends who are like social media savvy who, you know, like a certain team, and we're like, yeah, we'll just make a Bad Boy Sports account for them too. So then you can run it. And that's just kind of how it's gone. Cam is
doing one part of that Yeah, one part of that you can already check out right now, because no one has, is the Dad Podcast Babies on YouTube, DB Games, where we stream all of us, you know, Chad and I and our friends in video games. We play some video game playthroughs, like Let's Plays, and we put those up on our YouTube channel. Right now you can see the Friday the 13th episode we did a while back, some PUBG episodes, and our buddy Jordan and I are playing A Way Out, and it's a game where you cooperatively try to break out of prison, and it's pretty fun, and so you can see that right now. But yeah, like Chad said, there's going to be sports, there's going to be games, there's going to be music, so we'll probably do some music reviews, put our music out there, talk about bands that we like and that we're, you know, digging on, and we want to involve the community as much as we can, so we want to give everybody a little bit of things to be excited for. So like, if you aren't stoked on the podcast every week, maybe you like the YouTube, or if you like the parts of the podcast where we talk about music, you like the music stuff. If you like the parts about the podcast where we talk about sports, Chad and his friends have the sports stuff covered. We're just really excited because over the course of this year and a half or whatever of doing the podcast, we've made some cool friends. And we just want to keep building this weird community that we have. So also, we would like to thank you all for sticking with us. Even through missing episode 69, I'm sure we're going to lose half of our followers. So like 5 of you are left. but we appreciate you 5 sticking around. And we're not gone. We're not done. We're not leaving because we have nothing better to do. And we want you guys
exactly
to have nothing better to do with us.
Yeah. We did say that as a joke, that would be our last episode, but God fucked us over and we couldn't release it, so
oh no,
Cam, he doesn't hold the keys, huh? He knows everything that's gonna happen. He knew 69 was too powerful and he ended
episode 69. I wore a cape the entire time.
I did, and I drank almost an entire fifth of Bullet bourbon.
We were so trash.
It was nasty, but it was so good.
We held an episode for an hour. That's the key.
That's the most.
I don't know how we did it.
Yeah.
It was actually a miracle, and it literally might not ever be heard. I'm so upset.
Sucks.
But yeah. If it were to be any episode that would be lost, it would be that one. But guys, basically, we want you to be excited with us. We're not going anywhere. This is the Dad Bod Company. This is the DBC. This is DB Games, DB Sports, all of it. DB MP3. There's so much branding potential. Copywritten? Don't you dare try to take it.
It's copyrighted.
And we want you to be a part of it, guys. So just like this podcast, this is the staple. We'll be doing this every week, obviously. As much as we can. But
every week,
that's why we want you to be a part of it. So if you want to be a part of the next episode, you want to give us some suggestions, you want to give us some reviews, on what we're doing, what you want to see, what you want to be a part of, what you are passionate about, what you want to talk to us about, email us at hoyweave@gmail.com, and we will include you. Like I said, I met a lot of cool people doing this podcast, and it's really neat, and we do appreciate you. We tried to convey that in episode 69, but episode 69 is gone. That being said, I think that's it now. Chad, I think we got an episode. I think we're back.
I think we are.
Let's clap.
We're here, baby.
Oh, Chad, Cam, where can everyone find you? What?
It's the episode after 420, and we didn't do weed or whack.
We didn't do weed or whack. You know who's going to be really mad about it?
Jeremy Tyler.
Yes.
Jeremy Kyle's going to be pissed.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeremy. We did plan on doing that, and then, but then I got drunk.
Then I got drunk.
But yeah, Chad, where can everyone keep up with you during the week? We talked a little bit about it earlier. Why don't you tell everyone where to find you on that social media?
Yeah, so you can find me on social media at Chad Hoy on everything. It's at Chad Hoy on Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, not Facebook. Snapchat, Twitter, and Snapchat. Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram. There we fucking go. Yeah, I'm on all those things. I also do music. It's on Spotify under my name, Chad Hoy. It's called, I got an EP. It's 5 tracks called I'm Not the Picture You Painted in Your Head, which is just a lyric from one of the songs. And I was like, yeah, I don't really know what to name this, so I named it that. And that's that. Cameron, I want to find you on social media, baby. Where are you? Yummy.
Guys, you can find me on Instagram and Snapchat at LavinousCam, LavinousCam, or on Twitter at LavinousCam2. That's the number 2. You can also find my music by searching up the band Staircase Wit on Spotify and iTunes. Trying to get hands down past 10,000 plays, because that'd be dope. So if you like what you hear, share with your friends, put it on a playlist. Same for Chad. We're just two boys who are passionate about making music, trying to get our music out into the world. So go ahead and share it with someone, even if you think it's garbage. Maybe you know someone who you think has bad taste, and you could be like, hey, you might like these guys. Thank you. Guys, thanks again for sticking with us, listening to episode 70. I hope you had as much fun as we had. The Predators are currently up 4-0 with 6 minutes and 43 seconds left in the second period, so I'm going to go watch that.
Yeah, and the Chad, Pacers are starting right now.
So we gotta go. Chad, what should the people do this week? I bet they're dying to know.
So what should I do this week? I want to. It's been so long. It's been so long. This is what I want you to do. I want you to take a moment, take a deep breath. I want you to question a lot of things. No, you can exhale. Sorry. I forgot to tell you to exhale.
Oh, man, I almost died.
I want you to consider things. I want you to think about something you're looking forward to this week. What are you looking forward to? You getting an ice cream Sammy? You know, ice cream sandwich? After work one day, do you like working out? You looking forward to your Monday night run? You looking forward to that? You looking forward to pancakes? You like pancakes?
Yeah,
I
like pancakes.
Yeah, pancakes are good. Yeah. So think about that thing you want. I want you to envision it. I want you to do it. I want you to do it harder than you've ever done it. If you get an ice cream, Sammy, I want you to get two. I want you to treat yourself. Dos. I don't know how to say ice cream in Spanish. Sandwiches.
Ice cream sandwiches.
Dos ice cream sandwiches.
Caliente.
Caliente.
When it melted, it was so caliente.
It's caliente. You fucking idiot.
Dale, Mr. Worldwide.
Caliente. God, you fucking stupid idiot. Anyway, so I want you to do that this week. I want you to do something you love, and I want you to do it full stop, full force, until you can't go anymore. I want you to do it so hard. You might even know a little bit. You might even hurt yourself. I want you to eat ice cream sandwiches till you fall over. So you get in just a sugar coma. Until you're like, there's no, my body can't produce enough insulin for this. It's gonna happen to me. I want you to run across the country. I don't know. Just fucking Forrest Gump that shit.
Can I?
That wasn't even discernible. You were way too close to the microphone.
Jenny.
I cannot understand you.
Jenny.
You made it worse on purpose. Jenny. Stop! This is my bit. Okay, Alright, I love you. Have a good week, babies.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh man, it's good to be back!
Yeah, it is. It is so good.
I can't wait to put bleeps over the word f.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
My gosh.
Please stop leaning into the fucking mic when you burp. Please.
Gosh.